Craig. Is there any reason for me to purchase Solitarica on Steam instead of on iOS?
Boy, I don't know. I play it all on Steam.
I thought about it, and it looks fine, but $9.99 for a game of Solitaire? That is steep. What am I, the Pope?
Well, I got it for free.
Oh, how'd you do that?
It was one of the free games during when Epic was giving away a free game, like, every day.
Oh, it was during the Epic. Oh, and I missed it. How are you playing Epic games on Steam?
Because I guess that's, I'm not playing it on Steam, I guess. I just have it installed on my PC.
Okay.
So I guess that doesn't actually go through Steam. It was through Epic.
Okay. I was just looking, and I was like, that looks like an okay game.
I would play it, but... enjoy it, actually.
Sure. I like Solitaire. I like variants of Solitaire, and then to give it a role-playing theme.
Yeah.
I assume you're playing the Bard?
Is there a Bard?
I don't know. I just watched the trailer for it. It suggested that there was a monk, a bard, a wizard, a thief.
Yeah, you start out with the warrior, and then you have to, like, you know, unlock the other decks.
Oh, okay.
So I've played the fighter, the rogue, the monk. Oh, yeah, it's $10.99 on Epic as well, so.
Yeah, it's $3.99 on iOS.
Hmm.
And I feel like it would be totally fine if I just played that on the tablet.
I would assume so. But yeah, I've been enjoying that game. It's been fun. I've all done with the Cyberpunk, so I had to, you know,
right,
play something else.
A little casual something something to fill the time.
Yeah, haven't gotten into my car mechanic simulator yet. So,
well, sure, you'll be addicted in no time.
I really do need to go back and probably restart Star Wars Squadrons at the beginning again, but I just haven't done it.
Ian, how's poker been going?
Steady. I had to take a little bit of a break because I was loving it, but then, yeah, just got too passionate about it. I got too excited when I won, and whenever I got runner-runnered, I would just fly into a rage.
Yeah, that happens.
I mean, just at least once a game, and I'm like, I don't need to feel like this. I need to just take a deep breath, realize it's just a little bit of money. If I let people stay in the hand, sometimes I get runner-runnered.
Right.
And I need to just, you know, do some reading, hang out with Ray, reacquaint myself with a better betting strategy so that I can, you know, not have people stick around to hose me.
This week has been awful for me. That's why I asked.
Yeah, no, it's been okay. I'm only ever up a little bit from the last time you checked, but, you know, I'm still heading in the right direction.
Mm.
I'm up to a nice even, like, $100 and some odd cents. So
this week I've just been getting killed, and it hasn't been bad beats or getting run. It's just every time we flip over cards, I'm like, oh, they clearly have me beat. Okay. Like, how?
Yeah.
I had no idea that he had, you know, flopped a set. Didn't play it that way. Okay. Good. Good hand.
No, hard to anticipate. I hear you. Sometimes I get less angry about that sort of stuff. You know, I thought I did some aggressive raising. They decided I did it too aggressively and went all in pre-flop. And I was like, well, I have aces. I have to call you.
Right.
And they turned over fives. And I knew the five was coming as soon as I saw that's what they turned over. And sure enough, it did. And I lost. And I was like, I'm blind with rage. And then I was like, nope, it's not your fault. Not that bad.
Yeah, that I lost one of my games. It was a $15 game firsthand. I got to play for 3 seconds.
Oh.
I had aces. I raised. I got re-raised. I'm like, all right, well, I'm going to push it a little bit. And then it was re-raise, re-raise, re-raise. And the guy, the third one was all in. And I'm like, well, okay. And it was aces versus queens versus tens versus sixes.
And wow.
Yeah, queen on the flop. So
why is the guy with pocket sixes going all
sixes?
In?
Because I don't know. These people are just delirious with what the hands they will play.
When you see that kind of betting, you're like, clearly somebody has a pair that's much larger than sixes.
Mm-hmm.
I should fold these and go away.
So, yeah, it's been fun, though. I think I found, at least for now, with my current situation and whatnot, that sit and goes are the way to go. I miss playing tournament, like a nice, exciting tournament, but I can't commit 3, 4, 5 hours to a game of poker.
Yeah, kind of hard to work it in.
Yeah, I can spare, you know, 45 minutes at the most.
Don't get teeth.
Teeth! So it's been good.
Yeah, the tournaments, it's difficult to work in. Like, Because like you said, it takes 5 to 6 hours. So
yeah. I there's no let's take a pause to sit up and stretch our legs during a sit and go. It's like we're done.
Right.
Let's take a long pause and walk around. But yeah, no, I would love to get into some of the tournaments when I find myself having an excess of free time, but not right at the moment.
Can have all these Sundays. There's no more football.
I know. Soon I will consider that. Oh, and I opened up one of the boxes. You know, and again, if you play for long enough, they're like, here, have some lame prize. They gave me $20.
Oh, nice. I've never got that.
I know. No one ever seems to. Garrett just thinks, I'm like, what do you get, Jared? He's like, I get discounts on socks.
Ooh. Like, oh. I want some bunker socks.
I think the most I've ever got was, I've gotten $3.
Mm.
Generally, I get like, 50 cents in tournament play.
I often get that, but I've gotten two just straight up $10 in cash. And I was like, thanks, game.
Wow. Nice.
I'm going to go squander this.
Tell me more about these socks.
The socks, you have to get enough. I don't know. There's just little star tokens.
Yeah.
And if you get like, I don't know how many hundreds or thousands of star tokens you need, but you get socks. You can get some Poker Stars socks.
Nice.
I'll look into it for you for Christmas.
That's exciting.
I also, for no explainable reason at the moment, that I want to get into, but I was taking a dive into IMDb yesterday, and apparently the guy who played Sark/Dillinger/Master Control does a ton of voice work.
Okay.
I didn't realize he was so prolific in the voice work community.
Yeah, I didn't know.
He was Ra's al Ghul in all of the animated Batman series.
Oh.
And like 100 other things, but.
Good for him.
Yeah. I think it's well past 9 o'clock.
It's always well past.
Nice.
All right, here we go. Greetings, True Believers. Welcome to the 278th with a question mark installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. I think that's right. I'm the Woolly One. You can call me Craig. We got Ken72, that's Ray. We got SneakyB15, that's Ian. Hello, hello.
Hello.
Hi.
This is the week of January 27th to February 3rd in the year of our COVIDs. Over in your 5-day 4-star Craig! On the 22nd, you had Miles blasting his way to victory. Did you blast your way to victory?
I invisibled my way to victory, but yeah.
Good enough. That one wasn't too bad.
Nope. Totally fine.
Number next, I think it was started to this morning, so I'm sure Ian has not played it yet, but it is...
I did, and I lost.
You lost? Come on, Drax is, he's Drax.
he's not super good. he might need some levels.
Okay.
I forget, let me head over to the infographic, because I have him at a very manageable 4-2-4, so I think if I take him up past level 111... the poop house, if you will. I'll be able to defeat Thanos. But yeah, it was weird. I was battling Thanos, and who knew that his other two abilities did stuff? Like, I kept waiting for his black to fire and kill me, and then I was like, oh no, it's heads up. That'll never kill me. I'm totally safe. And then all of a sudden, his green did something, and he blasted energy out of his fist, and I disintegrated, and I was like, what? This is crazy.
That's funny. I got pretty lucky. My board was nothing but red. So I made a red critical, red 5, and fired off my red, and he went, ow, and then I did it again, and he's like, all right, you win.
Red nice. 5 standing by. number next is Meh.
Oh.
That should be an easy win.
Yeah, he's great. I mean. Yeah,
he's real good.
5-star Thor is no joke, but Meh is also excellent.
Yeah.
In your, storyland, you've got, Cosmic Chaos is running now. They'll get you Elektra, Elsa, and some Storm Shards. Placement is the Love Sausage and some of those Adam Strange shards.
Samurai did have a point. We all have main event champed.
Mm-hmm.
5-4-4, 5-5-3, and 3-5-5. And we don't agree on anything. That's just...
Oh. Craig's is the way that Craig got him.
Mm-hmm.
And he has not made any adjustments.
You're correct.
In my mind, his green power is passive and doesn't do... I'm sure it does something, but I don't know what it does, and I don't understand what it does. So I set it at 3 and let the two active powers be at 5.
Right.
I mean, clearly, Gamma Power Bomb is a 5. There's no question there.
Right.
Does 3 work beyond the start of the game? Not 3, green.
Yeah, it does. It moves things around every turn.
Right.
All
right.
Does it do more than one swap? Like, what's the bone? That's what I need to look at. I need to see him.
I think you get more swaps if you level it up more, which I think I did because two reasons. I always use a Koye, and she uses yellow.
Right.
So I don't use his yellow. And the more swaps, I use him with 5 stars, so the match damage is way higher. So if you're using with 4 stars, 3-5-5 is, I think, perfectly reasonable.
Yeah, absolutely. And that is where I use him. I usually use him with America and, I don't know, whoever else is boosted. Hopefully it's Valkyrie.
Yeah, I don't think the green is going to be as useful for you, so yeah.
No, he's very good. I had some chores to do, so I had my son play my Deadpool Daily for me the other day so that I could fold laundry, and he wanted to use Hulk, and very early on in the game, he got to fire off Gamma Power Bomb, and it just, you know, immediately dropped all 3 opponents. And he was like, this is incredible! Dad, it has killed everyone! It's like, I know, it's a good ability. You should save up that purple.
That's how I reacted the first time I fired.
I know. It's like, woo, doggies!
So, that's fun stuff.
All right. I don't know where is that. Web Wonder, that's what's coming up next. That'll get you Gambit, the Love Sausage, those Warlock Shards. Placement is new character and some Ghost Pool Shards. That'll be followed up by introducing new character here.
Nice.
In PvP land, hey, Ray, the season's going to end up. Finish out your stuff.
I've got the 4,000.
Good God, that's so many points.
I think I'm good.
I did my 75 wins to get my thing in the simulator, and then I'm done.
I don't think I'm anywhere near 75 wins.
Trial by Combat's running that to get you She-Hulk, Android Jim. Placement is Creepy Bobby and the First Avenger. Ian, I'm going to pitch you a Marvel character. You ready?
hold on, I'm sitting down.
All right, say you're a teenage student.
Okay.
You go on a field trip for science.
Right.
You end up in a lab where they like to irradiate things for no good reason.
Okay.
A radioactive spider happens to come out and bite you.
Yes.
How awesome does this sound?
I feel almost certain that hopefully the spider is small enough that it has no effect. But with my luck, it irradiates my blood. I get radiation poisoning and die at best.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe just something light, like lose all my hair and get really sick.
Yeah, very likely.
Yeah, I mean, other than the field trip part, pass. I do like a nice field trip.
Ah, what if I were to tell you that instead the spider could bite you and give you special powers? Mm. And not only does it do that, it then leaves you, crawls over to some other girl who's standing beside you, bites her, same thing happens.
Now, you said other, implying that I'm a woman, which I don't love.
But maybe Peter Parker is. I don't know.
But, okay, so... Well, I don't know what kind of experiments they're running at this lab, so that no matter who this bites, it's dishing out powers, it has nothing to do with my specific DNA, any human bitten by this spider gets, are the powers mirrored per person, or?
Oh, not even close!
Well, you get, it gives you, like, different powers per
That's
person?
That's correct, yeah.
That's, wow! Now that part... I feel like you had me up until that part, which is the confusing and shameful part. Because you're like, yeah, nonsense. And I'm like, I'm on board for nonsense. You're like, more nonsense. I'm on board for nonsense. Well, the powers change. I'm out.
Here's what's even more strange. So since you're both in high school and this happened at the same time.
Yes.
One of you becomes a world-famous superhero.
Yes.
The other one is locked away in a bunker for 13 years. Yet somehow when she then shows up, doesn't look like she's still any older than a teenager.
Huh.
So I guess
a special kind of bunker.
Yeah.
Right. Maybe the spider bite gave her youth?
I don't know. Who cares? Anyway, let me tell you about Cindy Lou Who. She goes by the name of Silk.
Oh, finally. Man, I hope they drop her with something called, like, I don't know, Operation Spider Silk. I hope they haven't used that already for an unrelated character.
They have not in any way. I don't know what you're talking about. That would be crazy talk.
That would be madness. All right. Her name isn't actually Cindy Lou Who, is it? That has to be copywritten, correct?
It is Cindy Moon.
Oh.
like Shadow Moon.
Oh, I was thinking the song Mary Moon.
Oh. All right, she is a 4-star yellow, blue, and black. Her yellow power is called String Shot for 7 yellow. Creates a fortified web tile that improves one friendly strike, attack, or protect tile, excuse me, by 12. On the passive side, when you match or destroy a web tile, heal Silk's lowest health ally for a burst of health. Okay. As you go up in level, all of these things go up. At level 5, you're creating 3 fortified web tiles, improving 4 friendly tiles by 37. So, you know, that's okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's a thing.
Yeah. Her blue power is called Total Recall for 7 blue.
Oh, that movie holds up.
It does. Get ready for a big surprise. Choose Strike, Attack, or Protect. It will then create 2 Strength 15 tiles of the chosen type and convert 1 random tile to a fortified web tile, targeting enemy tiles of the chosen type first. So this does give you a way to eliminate opponent's special tiles. So that's kind of nice. At level 5, you're creating 7 of these tiles and converting 5 tiles to fortified web tiles. For 7 blue.
For 7 blue? Gives you 7 special tiles?
It does.
Phew. That doesn't sound that good. I mean, it's not like there are other characters out there that are totally dependent on special tiles being put out to break the game.
Yeah.
Man. just get to the last power before I'm sick.
Webstar 1-star Venom is making a comeback. All right. your black power, all wrapped up for 8 black, creates 1 fortified web tile and 1 strength 9 green strength tile. Then deal 2 blows. Are you ready for this amount of damage? 46.
Okay.
That's a lot. Passive. At the start of your turn, if there are 3 or more web tiles on the board, and why won't there be? Destroy 2 of those and deal 185 damage. As you level up, all these things increase. At level 5, create 3 fortified web tiles, 4 strength 28 green strength tiles, 3 blows of 193 damage, and then deal 1,184 damage on every web tile that is destroyed. Pair her with all your other people who make web tiles. Off you go.
Yeah, apparently.
Right, because when you first read me that middle power, I thought, you know, she was there to further break Polaris and Beta Ray Bill, but I mean, I guess Beta Ray Bill and Polaris are already a perfect combo, so 7 more tiles, whatever. I guess you could just go ahead and pair her with Infinity War Spider-Man and, I don't know, let's say Gwen Stacy.
Yeah. All right, so there you go. That's Cindy Lou Who. I don't really care if I ever get this character, so, you know, we'll get it as we get it.
Oh, you'll get it. You'll champion it, and you won't ever rearrange it. And you'll have her at a 4-4-5.
Could be. So her introducing Silk is going to run the 28th to the 4th. The rewards there is she's in the progression rewards there. Web Wonder, as I said earlier, she's in placement there. Fight for Wakanda running the 31st to the 5th. She's in progression. Welcome to S.H.I.E.L.D. We're also running the 31st to the 5th. In mission rewards, and you will get tokens to a Silk and Friends vault. Versus, we said it's in Most Wanted, and is in Spider's Ilk, is the name of the event. Running the 31st to the 3rd, that'll reward tokens to that vault. The vault runs the 31st to 6th, it's got 80 items, 3 4 stars, one of them is a Cindy Lou Who, one of them is Gwen Stacy, one of them is random, and there you go, Silk.
Cool. So,
I had to go look this character up because I had no idea who it was.
Really?
And I read the background. We've
talked about her at length. Yeah. They suggested her about 3 years ago, and we have discussed this character at least half a dozen times.
Yeah, had no idea what her background is or what her powers were.
Oh, yeah, again.
I knew the name, yes.
Oh, no, I thought we talked about that, because I feel like we straight up asked, like, who is that supposed to be? And we were like, oh. Apparently that spider went on a biting spree that day.
Oh, if we did, I've completely forgotten.
Yeah,
went over again.
I didn't know anything about her powers. I didn't know that she got locked up and stuck in a vault for 13 years or any of her background. Just,
oh man, yeah, I read the background. I'm like, this is stupid. Like, hey, I got a plan for a new character, Marvel. When Bruce Banner got hit with that gamma radiation, standing beside him was this guy named Fred. All right, and Fred gets giant and green. Oh, I'm sorry, can't be green. He gets really small and purple, because the can't have the gamma do the same thing.
Right.
But not really small. Not like Ant-Man small, more like Peter Dinklage small, right?
Yes.
Like inconveniently small and weak.
Right. Like a puck-sized from Alpha Flight. But he's purple. right?
Right.
Oy vey. Whoever made that character should get slapped around at Marvel. They should lose their writing job.
Why? There's so many characters that are super lazy. I don't know why she's any worse.
That is extra lazy.
No, it's not. And again, it's... it.
Sorry for those listening to this later.
For those not following along at Discord, Peter Dinklage doing space pants just came on, and it is amazing.
Samurai just space broke pants. The show.
Got my good space job. Pants.
Yeah, it just completely broke me when that hit the screen.
Yeah, space pants is good stuff.
It's not as good as tight pants, but...
I think it's better.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, I love tight pants.
I know. I agree. That's funny. But space pants.
Space pants is amazing.
Looking at he's singing about his pants.
Is there any other news you'd like to share, anybody?
I got to use my smoker today for dinner.
Ooh, that's always good.
Yeah, made a pork loin. It was delicious.
I had very personal MPQ news. I, for the very first time, got 400 bonus shards for my 4-star character. That made me happy.
Nice.
I mean, it's not 500 for my 5-star favorited, but, right. You know, it's good.
Yeah, nope, I've never gotten beyond my 3-star, so that's a big deal. Good for you. Congratulations.
Made me happy. That's all I got.
Nice.
Okay. Ian, hit me with the top three, then.
All right. I believe that this week's top three... Uh-oh, hold on. Oh. I'm sorry. I was being revisited from that pork loin we just discussed. I made a really spicy curry rub to put on it, and... it was delicious at the time, but I have some regrets. I believe we're going for
spicy pork and burl.
For cooking / kitchen appliances?
Sure.
Okay. Kitchen appliances. I didn't know what everybody used. I wanted to make sure the category was broad enough so no one bungled it. Let me see what I got. I feel like I can start this week because... or just Craig started recently? I always make Ray start because I always need to know. But,
I think I my did number...
last What's know. That?
I think I was like second last time, but
well, my number three is the immersion blender. The immersion blender is fantastic because I like milkshakes and I like smoothies, and it is the fastest way to create that in a single serve variety.
You like when to get things a little zhuzh?
Yeah, when I don't need to whip up a pitcher full for the whole family, and I just want to have a solo adventure in mixing, immersion blender is the way to go. The cleanup is quick and easy. And it's just a handy little piece of equipment.
There you go.
I've never seen one in real life.
Oh, really?
No, only on cooking shows.
Well, your birthday's right around the corner. Don't you worry.
One zhuzher coming your way.
Mm-hmm. Craig, why don't you go next?
I went old school, super traditional here. I went with a toaster.
Nice.
Who doesn't enjoy good toast?
Right.
I can also put waffles in there, like frozen waffles in there.
Frozen,
or frozen
waffles
pancakes.
In there for sure. Bagel, yeah. Pancakes.
Yeah, you frozen Who pancakes.
Toasts their, you put those on a plate and microwave them. Who toasts their pancakes?
I'm not a big microwave guy.
See, I got neither am I.
I got some arguments against this as well, but it's going to have to wait till my number two. So
okay. All right. I do like a good bagel in the morning though, and or an English muffin, and the toaster is the way to go, especially. Now, that mine has a bagel setting, which I'm not sure if it does anything, but I do push the bagel button before I toast.
So I'm curious, are you, for your toast?
Yes.
Are you more of a jam jelly person or a downright kid like I am, where I want it slathered with butter and cinnamon and sugar?
None of the above. I don't like sweet breakfast. Sweet breakfast is unacceptable to only me. Everybody else likes that, and I appreciate that that's how you like it. It is butter, or it is just toast.
I agree. Sweet breakfast goes, it's done too much. Butter is generally. Now, if I'm going to go crazy and put something on it, I will do either of what you mentioned, and the cinnamon and brown sugar is by far the best. But
yeah.
So you want dry white toast, 2 whole fried chickens, and a Coke. What are you, a Hasidic diamond merchant? A little throwback to last week's episode.
Yeah. Nope, that's fine.
I'm in my number three.
Okay. What is it?
You said you were going back to traditional. I think mine might be the oldest, most traditional cooking appliance there is. My number three is a cast iron skillet.
Oh, it's that's so good.
I love using the cast iron skillet. You take a cast iron skillet, you can cook up some steaks to however you like them. It's so easy. It's so good. You brown them up, you put in the oven to finish it off, and then you take a spoonful of butter and put it in the cast iron skillet after you have removed your steaks, and stir it up with the steak drippings that are still on there, and then you pour that over your steak. It's the best.
That does sound like the right answer. We got someone made us a cast iron skillet, and you know, they took the time to season it appropriately and gave it to us as a housewarming present. Man, that thing gets a lot of mileage. Making sausages the only thing about the iron skillet that sometimes, actually not too many times, because it's kind of like a once you learn, but it does not have a heat safe handle.
Oh no!
Oh no! You got to get yourself one of those cozies that kind of fits over the end of it.
Yeah, you do. Because going, I wonder how the my hand.
Yes, that is correct.
Oh, that skillet.
Normally, nice. Only once.
I like that. I like the skillet. I'm surprised it didn't make my list, but I don't know. I'm happy that people went in some interesting directions already. So my number two, here's the thing. I don't know exactly what this is called, so you're going to have to bear with me as I tell you what it is and then briefly try to describe it. I call it a butterbell, but I am not sure exactly. So here's what it is. It is a marble cylinder, and in the base of the marble cylinder, there is some fresh cold water. And what you lower into the cylinder is kind of a marble bell that is filled with butter, and I keep it in there, and it keeps the butter soft.
Huh.
It is, as we've learned, I only like butter on my toast, and I hate trying to spread cold butter. This thing is fantastic.
Well, you could just leave the butter on the counter.
I'm not an animal, Craig. I suppose I could leave the meat in a cup of warm water overnight, but...
Butter doesn't instantly go bad. It's fine.
I apparently don't use as much butter as you. But
I do. We're a butter-heavy household here.
I have never heard of this device.
Again, someday, between today and 1 year from today, I feel strongly that I will see you again. If I do, remind me to demonstrate this for you. There's a picture. That is exactly what I have.
Interesting.
But you still keep it in the fridge?
No, you keep it on the counter. Well, that is the exact one that I have.
How often do you change this water?
Every day or three.
So how is this really any all that different from just leaving the butter sit on the counter?
I don't know. Look how it's presented.
Yeah. Well, it seals it so that nothing gets in the butter. No,
it seems correct. Like. Well, that's what same as a butter dish does. It's got a cover on it.
This doesn't thing seal.
The butter flavor is protected by an airtight seal.
Oh, good Lord. This seems like a racket.
Your butter is filled with crumbs and crud and other...
Especially made out of marble. This seems like somebody's like, how can I jack up this price of the surplus of marble I got?
I think it's a delight. I feel like you're missing out.
That's ridiculous.
Treat yourself to a marble butter keeper.
Treat yourself.
Man.
I'm looking into it. I've always hated the whole butter's too cold to spread.
Yeah.
And the butter lasts too long. I can't have it sitting out. It gets gross.
Okay.
There's another article. See, it's French. That makes Stephen classier. All right, toaster. What's number two?
My number two is, you know, a newcomer to the small appliance scene. It's the air fryer.
Nice. It is, again, that's a good appliance. It's versatile. I find it's a little less overwhelming for my insides and for my cholesterol than a regular deep fryer. And it's almost as delicious. My only gripe with the air fryer is that mine in particular, the amount of the basket can't hold that much.
Yeah.
So in a wing situation or in a mozzarella stick situation, I'm lucky if I can fit, you know, six or eight in there.
This is accurate. Okay. My number two, and again, this is in a little bit of an argument against the whole toaster. We don't have a toaster, but we do have a toaster oven.
Yeah, I totally. Get one of those too, sure.
So, yeah, I enjoy the toaster oven way more. Like, it's easier to use, it's more versatile, you can change it up a bit, you can put bigger things in.
Right, you can broil with it.
You can, I never have, but yeah.
Right.
And it gets quite a bit of use, so it's good for the frozen waffles or pancakes. It's easy for the pancake. I don't get pancakes in a toaster. That just doesn't quite make sense to me.
No, that's really bizarre.
Toaster oven, though.
Because if they're frozen, they're going to hold their shape, and as soon as they start to unfreeze, they're going to get weird and floppy inside the toaster, and then exactly. I don't know how you're going to get them out.
These pre-made frozen waffles, they don't get that floppy, man.
No, the waffles are fine. I mean, pancakes are weird.
They also do not get that floppy.
Waffles are made to hold up.
They're a little more dense than like a homemade pancake.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I rarely get them. Generally, I prefer waffles.
Yeah, so do I. And again, I don't eat a lot of either. I mean, I make a ton because my son is fueled almost entirely by breakfast foods for every meal. But yeah, as we discussed moments ago.
Is grilled cheese a breakfast food?
No. He does eat a few other things, just not that many, but I don't like sweet breakfast, so I stay away from pancakes, French toast, waffles. Man. I eat them, I'm just not like, that's never going to be my first choice. I'm more of a, you know, breakfast meat, eggs, hot sauce, something like that. Anyway, are we on the number ones yet?
Yeah.
Get it, dude.
We should be.
Let's do it. Number ones, here it comes. My number one, and I hope this counts, and if it doesn't, I apologize. But it can't get much more grief, hopefully, than my marble butterbell. So my number one is the Keurig. It does everything I need as far as a delicious beverage for breakfast. It doesn't give me juice, which is a little disappointing, but nothing. It can't do everything. It can make me tea. It can make me hot chocolate, hot apple cider, coffee. And, you know, I don't have to clean up coffee grounds. I don't have to be patient and operate my French press. I just have to push a button. And then I have a delicious hot beverage. I bet I could make soup with it as well, because all you need to do is add hot water to certain things. So, I love the Keurig.
You can make oatmeal with it.
Oh, good idea. I will. Oh, man. Which button should I push?
I don't know.
Depends
how much water you need.
You should ask Karen sometime. I know she makes oatmeal with it. So
I will.
As a non-coffee drinker, the only time I use that thing is, and yes, I'm a redneck, is when I want water for my instant mashed potatoes.
Oh.
That's it.
Eh, fair enough. I got nothing.
it's a device that makes hot water. There's lots of ways for me to make hot water. Not exciting for me.
So what's number one, Craig?
Well, everyone who knows me should know this. I'm fat. Deep fryer. You gotta have a good deep fryer.
Deep fryer and air fryer?
Yeah, baby.
You're double frying it?
I'm double down. Because for the very reason, like you said. Now, as you know, as someone who grew up in the correct part of the world where wings come in whole wings.
Gross.
Those do not properly fit in the air fryer.
That's true.
You could make like three of them at a time. Not going to do it. So I like to buy whole wings at the store. When I have whole wings, they got to go in the deep fryer.
We got six in.
What am I feeding a little kid?
Well, I'm not saying six is enough, but you said three. You're exaggerating slightly. That's all I'm saying.
God, I ain't got 4 hours to cook chicken wings.
Speaking of which, my number one is our Instapot. So we got an Instapot not that long ago, and it has a air fryer adapter built in. And that's quickly become a usable appliance in the kitchen.
Yeah. I mean, that's really what I meant by air fryer. It's right. An Instapot. We also, you know, Erica uses it to make rice and soups and other jibba jabba. But really, it's got one function to me. It's an air fryer. I don't need no rice.
It's an air fryer. It's a slow cooker. It's a pressure cooker. It's got everything all together. So it's a versatile piece of equipment.
Yeah. So there you go.
Yep.
That's all awesome.
Right. Ian, hit me with some trivia.
Oh, sorry. I got a little sidetracked. I'm definitely paying attention to the show and not texting Ray's wife about oatmeal. the trivia. Feel like last week I threw something out there about Coulson's set of vintage Captain America collector cards. Turns out there's 24 of them, at least in the limited research that I was willing to do. 24. Perondiak can back me up if anybody has an issue with that. So there you go. 24 it is. If you got something else, you may indeed be right, but I deny it. This week, as we've discussed in the past, Peter Parker was raised by his aunt and uncle because his parents passed away. But then lo and behold, his uncle passed away. And it was an early unnatural death. I would like to know this week who caused the death of Uncle Ben.
Maybe it was this Cindy Lou who then got locked away for 13 years.
For manslaughter?
For manslaughter, yes. Now we're getting somewhere.
You've unraveled the mystery. Good job, Craig. Well, there you go. All it's right. Solved. But next week, I'll ask you that anyway. Who killed Uncle Ben? Ben Parker.
I don't know. What was the name of the guy who killed Batman's parents? Nobody knows.
I don't know. Sometimes it's Joe Schill. Sometimes it's the Joker. Depends on which version you watch.
Well, I'm classic Batman.
Oh.
It was just some two-bit street thug.
Yeah, I was going to say, in the first Christian Bale movie, I think they decided his name was like, I think his name was like Joe Schill or something like that.
All right, moving on.
But in the Michael Keaton one, didn't they suggest that it was the Joker?
I don't know. I haven't watched that movie in 25 years.
I thought they suggested that he was responsible, but didn't actually pull the trigger.
Okay.
I don't know that. It's been a long time.
He has the second
right,
best
again, I was going to say, I haven't seen it in a long time. I don't know if it holds up. Yeah, I thought in that movie they implied that before he fell into a vat of toxic waste and became the Joker, whatever his human gangster name was, he was involved in that in some way.
Yeah, he said, I should go back to that because he was the second best Batman.
Who? Michael Keaton?
Yeah.
Live action, I assume, that's one of the qualifiers?
Yes.
Okay. Well, there's only like four choices, right?
As long as your number one choice is Adam West, yes.
Oh, I forgot that was a thing. No. Christian Bale was better than everybody, dude. Get on board.
No way. Adam West is always the king.
Adam West was barely serviceable.
No taste. You're like school on a Saturday. No class.
No class.
Ray, what's in the mailbag?
Not much this week. Actually, I got a couple suggestions for team-up time, so that was awesome. What's left? Gruce did confirm that he was able to listen to the episode two episodes ago. Apparently he streams to Spotify and that had a problem, but he was able to get the episode on Puzzle Wars 3, so very happy about that. I have no idea what's going on with Spotify. I've heard a couple of different people saying Spotify was giving them issues, so I don't know, man. It just uses our RSS feed, so I have no control as to what's going on over in Spotify. Hopefully it gets figured out. I don't know. He did say that when he downloaded the episode, it reminded him that we have an Amazon link and he plans to use it to order his books for class. So, hey, yeah, thanks.
Yeah, it's a good plan.
We'll be rich.
That's true.
I don't know about that. did you see me posted on Reddit saying maybe worth mentioning how to create a save team for two characters? I don't know if this is something we've gone over. I don't remember mentioning it on the show. But like for your Deadpool dailies where you have your required character, right? I like to use Gamora and Rocket and Groot, both 4 stars, to do that because it makes it super quick. But you can't save that as a team because there's only two of them. So what you do is the next time you're going to recycle a 2-star character, you put them in the lead spot in the center of your desired team, and you put the two characters you want on your team on either side of them. After you delete the character, it blanks out that spot, and the other 2-star character will be on their own team, so you have the option that has those two required characters just by itself, so you can do them as a save team. I don't know if we've ever actually discussed that before, but
Probably not, but you know, it's probably one of those features that'll get fixed in a later patch.
Possibly, but right now it still works. So, hey, that's it.
Whoa.
Nice.
Yeah, we got a couple comments. That was about it. So,
man, nobody loves us.
I think everybody was paying attention to politics. I don't know. But there you go. It wasn't much, but still. Thanks, Willie.
Yeah, good job, Willie.
All right, then. Moving on. Once again, I'm Hans.
And I am Franz.
And we just want to pump
you up. All right. Hey, there's nothing going on this week, so I got tons of information. And by tons, I mean as much as I can retain or is written down. The 3 stars that are boosted this week. Gamora, red direct damage, nice and cheap. It's going to be even better when it's boosted. I feel like she's got some other things. Her strike tiles for having a bad reputation are going to be increased. And the damage she does when she bashes two heads together with her green is going to be you guessed it, increased. Loki.
He'll have more
hit points.
I feel
like I've been down this path before. I feel like he's completely unaffected other than hit points by being boosted.
Yep.
Quicksilver. He, tile swapping, that doesn't work. If there are
he's got Fist of Fury.
Fist of Fury, where he punches you a bunch with his green, that'll be more damage. And then if the five lock tiles activates his AoE, he'll do a little bit more AoE. He locks tiles by matching green, let's say. It might be matching blue, I'm not sure.
It's blue.
Nice. I thought the blue tiles locked. I thought the green matches made the blue tiles lock, but you're right.
No, don't the team up tiles lock?
Hard to say. I don't use a lot of Quicksilver. People like him, and I never got on board. Sentry. I've heard of him. He puts out one large break tile, which will be boosted. If those green countdown tiles count all the way down, each one does a little burst of damage. So that's, and then he does damage to everybody except for himself, or maybe even with himself. Does Supernova do damage to everybody or everybody but him?
Yes.
Yes?
One of those things.
Okay, nice. That's what I thought. Anyway, it does a good amount of damage, so you can utilize that if you use Sentry.
I don't think it damages him anymore. I think it used to.
Right. I thought they did away with a lot of the self-damage that was happening to the Dark Avengers.
Except for tummy cramps.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's in sacrifices in the name. You gotta sacrifice something to get that one strike tile. Of course, there's always three-star Storm. Her attack tiles that she puts out with her black, they'll all be a little bit stronger. Does her green and yellow do damage, or does it just generate AP and do board shake?
Green and yellow?
Does she have green, yellow, and black?
Yeah.
Yeah. Doesn't her yellow match away, let's say, team up tiles?
Yeah.
Yeah. And her green matches away everything?
Yes.
All generating AP and doing damage?
Right.
So some extra damage. See what we got here in the infographic. Wasp is boosted. What a good character.
What a fantastic audience.
It says here she's been recently reworked. I didn't realize that. I thought she was always good. But her wasp ding does good damage. Her strike protect tile swapping buffing thing with her yellow, fantastic. And if anybody is foolish enough to match away her buzzing sound countdown tile, it does quite a bit of damage as well. Worthy Captain America, 4-star. He does damage all around. Even his yellow passive doesn't do damage, but the amount of damage that needs to be done to him or his allies is also increased. So he is both more effective and slightly less effective when boosted. And, you know, he's also been recently reworked, so he's just all around less effective. Did he also get reworked the same time Bishop got reworked?
Yeah, same
day. Did I dream that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
There was actually an image of the two of them together.
Okay.
And they did the rework.
His best friend, Bucky Barnes, the Winter Soldier, is also boosted this week. He's another one who's not good, but I think he's less awful than I think he is. Because I feel like his red, he makes a countdown tile, and if it goes off, it does a lot of damage. If you match it away, it does even more damage. If they match it away, it does a lot less damage, like zero. His detonators, if you can get them in a matching situation, also doing some damage. And his precision shot, not awesome, but it does steal some of their AP, which won't be boosted. But the damage it does will be boosted. So he's serviceable. Poor Nick Fury, one of the original 4-stars. He was definitely, I mean, he's not the original, but he was definitely one of the first five.
Definitely five, yeah.
Yeah, I want to say it was Wolverine, Invisible Woman, Nick Fury, but I could be wrong.
Yeah, could easily be.
But he was recently reworked. His yellow used to be wacky, and now it's expensive but super effective. He does a whole bunch of different things. The projectiles that he makes and the damage that it deals are good. His detonator could do a lot of damage, but you're relying on the computer to accidentally match trap tiles, and that's nothing to rely on.
Yeah.
Yeah. What did I call it?
Detonator.
Oh, yeah. Nope. It's demolition. That other guy has detonator as a blue.
Mm-hmm.
Bucky. Yes. And then his purple does something, but it's expensive and ineffective. Does make a strike tile, which will be boosted. And lastly, and certainly leastly, everybody's favorite version of Captain America, Falcon America or Captain Falcon. His protect tiles will be boosted. His ability to buff those special tiles, boosted. And, man, if you have a week and a half to gather off enough red to fire off his dive bomb, it does an awesome amount of damage. But it never, ever happens.
Is that graphic supposed to be because it requires 28 red to fire it?
No, it's because those are the Atlanta Falcons.
Right, but...
Oh, okay. But yeah, I guess, I suppose, like, yeah. I guess it could be a twofer as far as the infographic is concerned.
And he's a patriot?
It's a threefer. So yeah, not only does it take that many red to fire, not only is it the Atlanta Falcons, but in that particular Super Bowl, they totally dive bombed and blew a 28-3 lead with 2 minutes left in the third quarter.
And he's a patriot.
Oh my, it's a fourfer. This is the greatest infographic image of all time. It works on every level. Oh, man. I think we just peaked. That's fantastic. Let's see what Samurai has to say about these boosted characters. 3-star players should take this opportunity to make use of Gamora. She works really well with unboosted 3-stars in order to maximize strike tiles she produces from her black. And the 4-star players, the obvious answer this week is Wasp. Pair her with someone that makes blue so her buzzing sound fires more often. Okay. That's just... I like that. I like when it's straightforward sound advice like that. So, that's who's boosted this week. Listen to me now and believe me later. Thanks, as always, to segment sponsor, Mr. Fudge.
Mr. Fudge. Let's head over to some team-up time.
Synergy segment featuring Ray.
All right, so this week... I'm going with one of the submissions from email this week from Alberman, because I really thought it was good. So he says, Craig refers to Synergy Segment as team-up time every week. And that got me thinking, and maybe you would want to do a one-off version of a segment that talks about team-ups that you send to Alliance members. And yeah, he put some information together that I thought was really good. So this week... we're actually talking about team-ups, not a team to use, but what team-ups you should be looking to get and send to your Alliance members. Number one, Black Widow Modern. Yes, the 1-star version. It's the most requested team-up that he sees in his Alliance. It's not really a surprise. Her stun for 9 AP stuns the target for 5 turns and non-targets for 1 turn each. Useful to almost everybody, no matter how long you've been playing the game. The one problem with it is you can't guarantee which color will be sent, but since 1-star covers are so common, you could roster a Black Widow with only 5 blue covers. In fact, you can roster 5 of them so that you can send out a maximum number to someone who in immediate need, so they can stun to their, to their heart's content. As an added bonus, the recharge time on this team-up is only 6 hours until you can send it again. So that's pretty quick. Honorable mentions with this have to go to Polaris, because she has a 7 AP 4-turn stun, which is also quite useful, but you don't want to use it against Kitty, because you're throwing out the strike tiles and Kitty's going to, you know, cause some damage. And also Peggy Carter can stun enemies for 2 enemies for 11 AP and also drops a ton of damage. So there's a few stun ideas for your team-up. It's the second team-up. Is obvious. Most of the time when I get a team-up request, it's for whales.
Mm-hmm.
Deadpool, yep. 3-star Deadpool. It's the ultimate last-ditch save-your-bacon protection. Though it is pricey at 14 AP, the ability to instantly win a match is extremely useful.
Whoa, when it's a team-up, you can push the button and drop all of them?
You can, as long as you have the points to do it, yes.
Oh, snap!
Yes. So being able to pull the ripcord and parachute to victory is a nice option I have. One significant downside is it takes about 9 days of playing with Deadpool to recoup your investment of your Deadpool points. So you got to use it a little judiciously. It's also worth noting that even a 1 purple cover level 40 Deadpool is enough to trigger Mega Whales. So you don't even have to have them fully covered to share this team up. All right, moving on. So there's a big section that he put in. I'm not going to read it word for word, but it's about countering Beta Ray Bill or Okoye and Immortal Hulk. Dealing with them, it can be a mess, right? But the big thing with Beta Ray Bill and whoever he's with is the protectiles that he starts off with, and then if you match them away, it generates AP for him. So team-ups are one of the best ways to handle it. One of the entry-level methods of dealing with them is to destroy those protect tiles. So the three-star Captain Marvel is an excellent team-up that will her red will destroy all protect tiles on the board for only 7 AP. Destroying them, though, will give Bill AP, so you might want to, you know, you got to be a little careful about where you use that. A better method of dealing with them might be to just remove them, which gives us three-star Daredevil, who has the ability to convert five tiles, or four-star War Machine, Heat Signature, removes all protect tiles and invisibility while doing damage. So if you're having trouble with Beta Ray Bill, there you go. Daredevil, War Machine, possible options. He says his preferred choice is four-star Spider-Woman. It's an 8 AP purple cover power, so it gives the option of removing up to six special tiles. And these just remove, so it doesn't activate his AP generation. So again, these are team-ups that you could ask for to help you deal with the Beta Ray Bill situation. He says that the best option, though, is to steal them with a team-up from three-star Loki. 11 AP power, it turns all of those protect tiles into friendly strike tiles for you. It takes them away so he doesn't gain AP, just helps you take him out of the game. It's a really good method to use. And you don't have to have Loki on your team because he doesn't have that many hit points. Three stars can't survive Beta Ray Bill, but as a team-up, excellent power to use. And a couple other suggestions. Quick turnaround times, generally speaking, the higher level the character is, the longer the delay before you can send a team up again. But there are a couple exceptions for who knows why. The best is 4-star Riri Williams and Mordo. They both can be sent again in only 4 hours. I have no idea why they're so quick, but there you go. If you want to send out team ups quick, I don't know. Our alliance doesn't request that often, so I'm not really worried about sending them out quickly, but Riri and Mordo, send them out as quick as possible.
Yeah.
Yeah, generally if I ask, it's because I've accidentally hit that button.
Yeah, that's been true the last couple times for me. But and finally, he has a list of some nukes. Good options in the 4-star realm, Black Panther, Captain Marvel, Cyclops, Deadpool, Ghost Rider, Iron Man, Karnak, Luke Cage, Mockingbird, Moon Knight, Riri, or main event Hulk, or even Agent Venom. These are all good options. If you need some damage, you can use those and just pile it on. And then if you're in the 5-star land looking for team-ups, Infinity War, Cap, Deadpool, Doctor Doom, even Gambit's purple is really decent damage. Green Goblin's black, Havoc, Jessica Jones, Killmonger. By the way, Killmonger does ridiculous damage. Professor X, who gives you a bunch of other useful options, Peter Parker, and Thor. I would actually add Apocalypse in there, although you're probably going to... The problem with using Apocalypse is you're not necessarily going to get a team-up that is damaged. You might get one that just throws a couple of shield tiles out there. Not very useful. But so there you go. There's a whole lot of team-up ideas, how to use them, how to use them probably better than I do. For the most part, I use them randomly as I want.
Yeah, me too. I use them randomly, and I send them maliciously. I send Kraven ones all the time just because I... Like, how dare you ask me what to send you? I will send you garbage now.
I have actually no idea at all what Kraven does, or Killmonger does, so...
I don't
mean as much damage, huh?
I don't remember exactly, but he's got a couple powers that do a really decent amount of damage.
Good for him.
I like to send Doctor Strange ones because I have Agamotto super expensive, and it does nothing.
It can slightly help to get rid of some of those tiles very slowly.
Like 1 to 2 tiles.
You are malicious.
Sometimes. Just shake it up a bit, but I'll try to do better.
Yeah, I just let the game randomly pick 3, and I just, you know, the first one it charges up, doesn't matter what it does. That one's getting fired because it's probably needed for that daily quest.
That's true. That is very true. I gotta say, I liked that. I cannot be an every week segment because I will fall straight asleep, but as far as a one-off about teaching me about team-ups, I found that segment genuinely interesting.
Yes, exactly what I was thinking. I really appreciated it. That's why I thought I'd throw it in. I'm going to try and generate this as a list and put it on the website somewhere just so that people can reference it. I did add it to, so I do a graphic for Team Up Time. Some of the ideas, I just threw some graphics in there for it. But if I want it as a list. There's no way I can do a graphic for that huge list of damaging people. But I'll put it on the list. List is somewhere on the website somewhere. So in any case, brought to you by Alberman this week, and as always, brought to you by Unify.
Unify.
Let's go old school and open up some tokens.
Bedtime.
Yep.
I heard.
Let's hurry up. Craig could fall asleep at any moment now. All right. It's a 5-star. It's magnetic inhibitor. Magneto. That's been on a roll. That takes him to a 0-1-2.
Man, I really miss not being able to, like, poke someone in a...
Me too.
That's really disappointing.
I got 4.
Yeah, apparently I don't know what happened this week. I have 10 of them.
Okay.
Since last Wednesday. Holy majoli.
I'm going to go ahead.
Go for it, Ray.
My first one is a 4-star X-23 Savage Healing.
Nice.
Number 2 is a 4-star Domino.
Nice.
Number 3 is Captain Marvel, 4-star, Photonic Barrage.
Nice.
And, yep, all 4s, Rai Will.i.am's Magnetic Repulsors.
Nice.
All right, I'm going to punch this button a bunch. Oh, you can't even push the big purple button either. The first one is Scott.
Nice. Good start.
The second one is Victor Creed. The third one's purple. There's that magnetic inhibitor.
Nice.
Then that's we got popular. Marika.
Nice.
Cletus. Nightcrawler. Lockjaw. Hey, that's still a character. Some guy with a sword. This one's purple. That is a Abyssal Blades from Ghost Bull.
Nice.
Oh, nice.
And another Deadpool Penance Fair.
Wow.
3 out of 10.
Yeah, he got some Raylock for a change.
Yeah, that was exciting.
Nice.
That gets my ghost pull to a 3-3-1.
Nice.
I need one more cover for him.
Oh, God, and champing other people are giving me more tokens. I'm not opening any more tokens. They'll wait till next week. So thanks to the OG, this guy. Ian, what's on the podcast network?
The podcast network, which is known as the Soon to Be Named Network. It's available at soontobenamednetwork.com. There you will find a variety of podcasts to check out and enjoy, which include this one and several others. If you would like a complete list of everything that's on our network, it's at soontobenamednetwork.com.
.com. Anything else for the Go to the Order people?
From my cooking appliances honorable mention. It's a future or potential honorable mention. Have we discussed the cold snap? Have I discussed that with you guys yet?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know what this is.
All right. It was at this year's CES. It is essentially, again, not as beneficial for Craig because, he's got certain dietary restrictions. But it is a frozen Keurig. You put in a pod, you pull down the handle, you push a button, it gives you a bowl of soft serve.
Wow.
Yep. Put in a pod. Go ahead.
Well, I was just saying, have you seen the booze version?
I don't know. I mean, this has booze pods. Like, you put in the pod, you pull down the handle, you put a button, and it squirts out a frozen margarita.
Yeah, I've seen the one where, you put in the pods, you hit a button, and it makes you cocktails.
Yeah, this one is that, but frozen. You put in the pod, it makes you a frozen coffee. You put in the pod, it makes you a frozen yogurt. You put in the pod, it makes you a smoothie.
Can it make me like a strawberry margarita?
Yes.
With no salt? No salt on the margarita? No,
I will take my business to a competing resort. I said no salt, and there was salt. I don't know that I would salt the rim of a strawberry margarita.
No.
That sounds gross.
That is for sugar.
Yes. Yes, you want it margarita flavored, and you want salt.
No, salt I had not seen that thing, so that's cool.
Yeah. Now, again, it does not exist yet. It's due out the second quarter of 2021, and the price point looks enormous, so I don't think it's a casual buy.
Right.
Like, well, if I'm lucky,
and the
it'll
pods
be like
are probably stupid expensive.
Pods are $8 a pod.
Oof.
Yeah, they're a little steep, but the machine is probably like $5.99. then that's the low end.
Oh.
So this isn't a practical purchase. It just sounds awesome.
Rocky Road Scoop. There it is.
Sprinkles.
Tag team back again. I love that commercial.
I know you do.
All right. If that's it, then thanks everybody for joining this week. PuzzleWarriors3.com. Comment suggestions. Get some to Ray. He feels lonely if you don't send him things. Put him in, I don't know, Swahili. If you want to throw us a bone, click on our Amazon banner, buy yourself some stuff. I hear textbooks are available. Or head over to cafepress.com/PuzzleWarriors3. So goodbye for now. Remember, kids, live from New York, it's the 80s. Good night, everybody.
Bye, friends.
Good night.